Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 700. I'm your host, Sid Souter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We started with one from Silsha from Trondheim in Norway. The song is called Et. It's on the new EP Mandag Morgen, which comes out June 28th, this Friday, on Dirt Cult Records. An excellent little punk rock record there with big hooks, as you can hear from that song. I got music for you this week, so I might as well play it. Let's start this next set up here with something from The Artisans. This one's called Two Hits, Three Mistakes.
Right.
back to the Too Much Rock podcast. We just heard from Soul Asylum from Minneapolis with the song Carry On. That was on the band's third album, While You Were Out, which came out in 1986 on Twin Tone Records. For the last few weeks, I've been going through the early Soul Asylum records. I wrote the band off based on kind of the radio play they received in the early 90s. But I was told, go back. The first three albums are really good. And you know what? They are definitely worth your attention. And the sound of kind of the Husker Du Replacements Minneapolis sound that was happening at the time, Soul Asylum was a part of that. I like the second album the best. This one feels, I don't know, a little more rock radio ready. It's not produced by Bob Mould, so, and it just feels a little more smoothed out, and I guess the band continued to smooth out over the years. This is where my re-examination of Soul Asylum ends there on that third album, but it is worth a listen to. The second one, really good. First one, definitely as well. Before that, we heard from the Fun Guy from Lawrence, Kansas, and the song Cinnamon and Cardamom. That's from the band's EP, From the Attic to the Underground. 8-track, self-released, digital only. You can find that on Bandcamp, just like I did. There's a lot of ground being covered on this one, but there's something in there for everyone, I think. It's a rock and roll band. They're having a good time. Before that, we heard from the Artisans with the song Two Hits, Three Misses. That was on the band's self-titled album that came out in 2019 on Subjangle. The band from somewhere in the UK. I forget exactly where, or maybe it's a secret. Could be. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music. I listen to it. I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. Let's get a little heavier now. Here's a track from Millie. It's called Running the Madness.
There's a dozen ways.
do a lot of noise rock here on the Too Much Rock podcast, so when I do, you know it's going to be good stuff. That was Desolate from Vienna, Austria, and the song Pregnant Meth Addict with Cancer. Bad combination there. That's from the new album Get Sick and Let Me Watch You Die that came out June 14th on Reptilian Records. Just definitely on the noise rock side there, but such big, fat, wonderful tones, just like the band before them, Millie from Los Angeles. The song I played there was Running the Madness, which is on the band's self-titled album. Comes out on June 28th on Dangerbird Records. A little more on the shoegaze side there, but just thick, fat tones that feel pretty darn good. Anyway, we are about out of time, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 700, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website, toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me in any of your favorite social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Look at the concert calendar. We've got Pixies come to the Starlight on the 24th. Mike Campbell is playing Kauffman Center. On the 26th, Lucero and Minzingers are playing at the Madrid. Jeff and Leather is playing at Farewell that night. On the 28th, Paul Bear is playing at the Bottleneck. Mr. Golden Sun is at Rhino that night. On the 29th, Swallowtails are at Lemonade Park. Amel and the Sniffers are at Granada on the 30th. Bad Posture Club is playing at Farewell that night. Looking in July, Still Ill is playing Farewell on the 2nd. Wayne Payne has a show at Minibar. Sex Mex is coming to Farewell on the 3rd. Looking forward to that one. On the 5th, the 90 Minute Cassettes playing at Pairing. On the 6th, a new obsession at Minibar. Also, X is playing Uptown that night. July 10th, Baseball Project is playing Record Bar. If you don't know who's in that band, you should look that up and show up. On the 12th, Wallflowers are at Liberty Hall. 14th, April Mist is playing at Record Bar. Looking at the website, there's nothing new out there. No photos, no videos, no my thoughts on shows because I haven't been able to go to shows. Most of the effects of my Bell's palsy are kind of diminishing. However, I do have hyperacusis still in the left ear, and everything loud sounds horribly loud and hurts, so rock and roll may still be a ways off for me. So then I guess that's it. Let's play one more and get out of here. Let's do one from Queen of Jeans from Philadelphia, PA. I'm going to play the song Horny Hangover, and that's on the new album All Again, which comes out this Friday, June 28th on Memory Music. It's part of that indie, maybe sad girl indie, if you want to be kind of Spotify about it. Sounds a lot like a Phoebe Bridgers album, but it definitely sits well with anybody in that genre. Just excellent lyrics and very catchy songs, and this is one of them. So let's end things here. The song is Horny Hangover, the band Queen of Jeans. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.